South Africa is alive with possibilities. I mean, who would have imagined a former president in jail? A sitting president sleeping on cash, literally. A cabinet minister visiting a common prisoner in jail. Or even the post office operating, even when they have nothing to do.
Can you confirm that delivery performances dropped?
Welcome to the new Sowetan Live podcast called Taking the Rams by the Horns with me, Rams Mabote. Each week, I will be taking a lighter look at very serious topics that have
welcome
the
to my podcast, Taking the Rams by the Horns,
use
partnership with Sowetan Live.
No prisoners,
this is where I take no paralysis
and
out
cook
of analysis.
A whole lot of sacrificial
my name is Rams Mabote. As they say on radio, in case you just joined us, welcome. To those who are part of this train, thank you for staying.
Fellow Democrats, I have decided to make myself available for the position of federal leader at the upcoming Federal Congress scheduled to take place on April the 1st and 2nd, 2023 at the Gallagher Convention Center, Midrand, here in the city of Johannesburg.
And with those words, two-time short-lived mayor of Johannesburg, Dr. Mpopalaze announced her intentions to lead the Democratic Alliance and wrestle it from the hands of her leader, John Steenhuisen. Maybe I should say her party leader, in fairness, not her leader. I must confess, when I heard that the date of the party conference was April 1st, I was worried. I was not sure whether Palazzo was joking or whether her challenge will turn into an April Fool's joke. But it turns out that she's serious about her ambition to occupy the top office of the official opposition and hopefully lead it into government after the general elections of 2024. Is she too ambitious? Is she writing her own obituary? I mean, a few that tried this before were left wounded and finally disappeared into the dustbin of history and time. Well, someone who can help us with this one is Fikile Ntsikelelo Moya, political editor of The Sowetan, who had a sit-down with Dr. Palazzi this weekend to probe her on her ambitions and plans. In fact, his story is on page 8 of The Sowetan today. Get the paper and read it to enhance your understanding of this conversation I'm having with him. Figzo, you're making your second turn here in a short space of time. Are you getting attracted to this?
Hey, it seems like.
I know I got that effect on people. Yeah, you know, it's okay to keep on coming back. Yeah. It's fine. I don't mind it.
But at least I'm not in the dustbin of history and time.
Not yet. Not yet.
Yeah.
But before we get to the gist of issues, it has to be amazing to have an exclusive moment with this woman, right? I mean, I just find it so picturesque and articulate and... If I were to sit down with her, I mean, I was hoping to sit down with her, yeah, not you, but she was not available. I don't know if I would get to the gist of stuff if she sat in front of me here.
Well, you may or may not be happy to know that it was not a total exclusive. Her husband, Protas Malada, was there with us.
Okay. You had denied your moment. Okay. I'm sorry about that.
All right.
I would have asked for him to excuse himself, but no, you know, I don't do what you do. But now then, you know, your story on page 8, as I said in the paper, she says she's challenging Steenhuisen, quote, to close a leadership vacuum in her party.
I've never in any of those things mentioned my race or my gender.
Yeah.
You know, it's always just been about where I've been in life. And life has taken me in different places. I mean, when I finished my community service, I went into the mining sector. So I've got experience in the mining sector. I've got experience in private healthcare. Got experience in GP practice in a CBD, very dense CBD setting. I've got rural experience serving clinics. I've got rural experience doing disability consulting. So I really have vast experience. And I believe that that would assist me to go beyond our traditional support base. And be able to interact and connect with various other supports. I've never once said anything about my blackness or being a woman, so I would really dispute that with facts.
Is she saying Steenhuisen is swag in you know, township parlance?
Oh, palance. Township parlance. She is saying more than her words imply. You know, she denies that. She is saying that her being black female, rural background and some urban background, she has an advantage over a white male of suburban background.
Mm-hmm.
So, but she's saying, she is not saying that. I must point out.
You're inferring.
Yes. Yeah. You know, and in fairness to her, she's saying that's not what she's saying. You know, so
she spent too much time telling you what she's not telling you.
No, well, she spent time telling me, and when I put to her, is this what you are saying? She pointed out that that was not what she was saying.
Okay.
So in the event that you think that's what she's saying, the record will reflect that it is not what she's saying.
What is she saying? She is, in her own words then, yeah, okay. What is she saying?
She is saying that historically, a lot of black people in South Africa have a problem with being led by a white male.
Mm.
You know, that they have throwbacks to apartheid era. They see white males as potentially oppressive and are wary of handing power and political power to those who remind them of their erstwhile oppressors. Mm-hmm.
There is a sense within the DA that we need a change in leadership, that we need to inject new energy into the leadership structures of the party in order for us to connect better with the electorate. We're not growing as fast as we would like. There's much competition now, many new entrants in the space, and we do need to reconsider our stance as the Democratic Alliance. I've campaigned for the position of mayor in the city of Johannesburg. I've engaged with many voters who have increasingly and over expressed that they would like to see a DA government. They believe that in the DA government's brand of good governance. However, there is this trust deficit. And I feel that as a party, we can do more to address that trust deficit in order to bring the electorates on our side.
Trust deficit. Mm. She uses these strong words, trust deficit. Interesting that some in the ANC have actually used the same phrase describing their own party.
Mm.
Now, Palace is using them to describe the DA. Won't that work against her? In your view, I mean, it's not what came out of the interview, but what, you know.
I think the DA, for all its liberal politics, is a conservative organization. You know, that they have, at the very least, a conservative view of liberalism. You know, so
this is a first.
Yeah, yeah. You know, so they like people who kind of keep to the general script.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that this is what we do. This is how we have always done things. And if you're going to come here and try and rock the boat too much, we don't like it, you know.
But so, then she should know that, right? I mean, she's been a member of the party since, I think, 2015. She should know this. And she should but then perhaps, keep to the script.
No, but perhaps therein lies the problems of the DA, that individuals start at the top. You know, she became, as you say, a member of the DA in 2015. And within months of being a member, she was MMC in Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
So there isn't a... what in ANC and other political cultures would be a tried and tested,
yeah.
You know, the trenches, you know.
Yeah.
So when people start at a generally senior level, you know, they do not grow with the party. So they may lack the kind of finesse of understanding the... how the party culture totally is, because it's a different thing altogether. If you are a leader, if you are MMC, you know, the kind of conversation that you are having is totally different to if you are a door-to-door campaigner,
yeah,
or you are the
yeah.
person who has to put posters on walls.
Mm.
You know, so there's a different consciousness altogether. And, she, by her own, I hope she will acknowledge that she does not have that. She started at the top.
Look, at the end of last year, and you mentioned this, she tamed one man when Brutus Malata put a ring on her finger. And this was shortly after turning the short-lived ANC mayor Dada Morero into a dodo when she reclaimed her mayoral chain. Do you think that she has what it takes to tame yet another man, John Steenhuisen?
Again, she will say she's not, she, because I have asked this in previous interviews. She will not say that the party did not support her when she was standing to lose her mayorship.
Yeah.
You know, but we know it didn't. Mm. The party did not, they could have given the Patriotic Alliance, why the Patriotic Alliance, if they really wanted and if they thought she was worth defending, they didn't defend her. So, I doubt my, I wouldn't put my money on the party that didn't defend her when she was mayor, and the party that was willing to lose the mayorship of South Africa's biggest
Africa's biggest city.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, so if the party would not beg her at that level, I cannot see how the same party.
But couldn't she, we argue that maybe she was not backed by the leadership? When it goes to conferences, ordinary members who are voting, and they will see this compelling, articulate, smart former mayor of Joburg putting a name on the table and saying, "Elect me."
Yeah, I'm sure that's what she's hoping will happen. But for a conservative liberal party as it is, I'd be surprised if it does. You know, the DA is very consistent in how it addresses its own issues, its leadership structures. So they don't do black swans quite easily.
So it's not necessarily a perfect English and accent that will stand against it. It's the party itself.
It's the party itself. It's the party culture. And again, you know, the perfect English accent, does it make her relatable to people like us who do not speak
like
her?
Yeah.
You know, her perfect English accent can become a deterrent to others seeing her as relatable, because if she does not call it country, or you know, like many of us,
yes,
you know,
many of people in leadership in other parties,
yeah, you know, so they may find like, you know, that phenomenon of not being quite black enough, you know, and still not being white enough, you know, so her being kind of, you know, in middle of the road may not work for her, for any constituency either way.
Musi before her succeeded in becoming party leader. And I wouldn't say he had a perfect English accent, but he was not a township boy, even though he comes from your township.
Mm.
You know, he was smooth, right?
Yeah.
So it can be completely dangerous, could it? At least in the DA.
I think Musi has made it very difficult for the all other black leaders in the DA, because it was an experiment which failed, not so much because Musi himself failed, but because the DA lost a lot of voters to white Africans, right wing organizations, so. Again, you know, the DA had to make sure that if it's going to consolidate its base, which is still
mainly white,
mm-hmm. you know, again, the DA will tell us that they are the most diversified party, you know, and we accept that. But, you know, but they are
the most diversified white party.
You see, yes. You could. Yeah, you could say that. You know, so the question that they will ask themselves, will this person who does not have political experience as a, you know, I mean, 8 years in a party, you know, where you have never really been. Yes, you have been a councillor, you have been in a coalition government, but we all know. I mean, that is why she couldn't consolidate her power when she was mayor of Joburg. That it was not, she was a deployed cadre, you know. Mm. So she it was not her.
In fact, in decision. The DA is more like an appointed. It's like an appointed cadre, not even deployed. You're yes. appointed. You yes. picked up.
Yeah.
It's like it's a job. Yeah. But anyway.
So I do think I have a responsibility to change the face of the party if I really want to see the party grow. Not only myself, but I hope that I'll see many more people across the country doing the same.
She says she has a responsibility to change the face of the party.
Mm.
You have to agree with me, you know, her face would dramatically and aesthetically be different to that of Steenhuisen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But would it change the party?
I think it takes more than just the face to change a political party. The question is whether the DA needs to change. I'm sure they will say, the problem is not with the DA changing; it is with the governing party that is losing. I mean, the ANC internal polling had them under 40%. You know, so it is not so much about the DA changing its policies. Their policies have been consistent, and what we have, objectively speaking, is that we have policies of a governing party that are not working. That's why we have load shedding. We have, we don't have an SAPC board. Nothing happening.
Yeah.
Almost nothing happening. So I don't see the DA saying that we need to change. And if anybody says we need to change, you know, I think that person will be looked at with suspicion within the DA.
So basically what you're saying is that we will hear her. We may not even hear her, but we certainly, I know we'll watch her and we'll see her because, you know, she's got that. But your gut feel, as we conclude, does she have a chance or is she digging her own grave?
I think I wouldn't say that she's digging her own grave, but I do not think that she has a chance. I think she could and perhaps must in future look at trying regional and provincial leadership positions so that she can gain the influence and the necessary experience that she needs.
Not move to her husband's party?
Even if you did that, you know, it do not guarantee her leadership role there, you know. So she could move to her husband's party, but I don't think it will help her.
It's clearly that she had tamed Brutus Malala, but I don't think she did tame you, my brother. Well done to you. Ladies and gentlemen, Fikile Ntsikelelo-Moyo, political editor of Sowetan. Read his story on page 8 of the paper today and join me in envying him for whatever number of minutes he had with a good doctor. Thank you, buddy.
Sure.
Thank you once more for being part of this journey. I hope this conversation puts to bed your Monday blues. Please subscribe to this podcast and follow us on Twitter at Rems by the Horns and at Sowetan Live. From me, Rems Mabote, goodbye and God bless.